the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm looking at my cell phone camera right now. I'm looking at the smile on my face. And I look at the guy in the middle of the screen right now. What's up, Adam Copeland?
How's it going, guys?
Good. It's working. You don't understand, Adam.
You don't.
I love when an interview starts with, it's working.
God, the stuff we go through, just we spent, what, an hour to make sure this was set up right yesterday?
Yeah, we were here at almost 11 yesterday, Adam. It's crazy.
And that is all my fault. So I apologize for not being in studio, guys. I've been hitting the head a lot. So I tend to screw up calendars, apparently.
Yeah.
Because my wife Beth, she was like, "No, we're in New York, dumbass. You're not going into the studio. You're taking us to New York." So,
Lord,
I knew there was a good reason, and I was so mad. And I'm like,
"Don't
you know
listen
what?
To him. He was talking so much trash earlier. He was like, "Man, this has put me in a bad mood."
God, I was so mad, Cope.
And he brought.
Here's the thing. Then you got to take it up with my daughters. So good luck.
Yeah.
No.
That's true.
No, I've seen. Look. You're, you know who I feel for already in the future, Adam Copeland, for the future partners of those daughters, both you and with Beth.
So it's worse if it's Beth. I mean, she'd be a Volkswagen. I can only squat like maybe a Chevy Sprint, but she can take a Volkswagen station wagon made of steel from the 1980s, they were driving in family vacation. She can squat that. But you know what I'm going to do? I already got it planned. So we have a gym in the garage. So I'm going to open the three bays. Uh-huh. And when the kid comes up, I'm going to be mid-workout. Just doing all arms, nothing else.
You should. I mean, and that's going to put that message. And Beth should be out there with you as well. It's like, what's up? You're here to take our daughter out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think you start with me, and then Beth rounds the corner, you know, fully pumped from, like, squatting a forklift.
Yeah.
Now, it could backfire. The kid could be such a mark like us. He's slapping the leg already when he comes up to the driveway.
Slapping the leg. Super kick. And I'm like, what the?
Yeah, no kidding. So let's start with this. First off, Asheville, North Carolina. That's where you call home now. You've traveled all over the world, originally from Canada. This is what I ask people that moved to this area. First off, I think now that you're part of the culture here in the South, we can officially tell everyone that we're full, that we shouldn't keep talking about how great the area is.
No mas.
But like, what literally brought you to Asheville, North Carolina, and decided to raise a family there and call it home?
Well, you know, it's one of the massive luxuries with this job is you hit every city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen it all. And for me, it was always kind of dog-earing certain towns and going, okay, I can see myself here. This feels pretty cool. I just got to check it out on my own time when I'm not like rushing here, there, and everywhere kind of thing, right? So it was Seattle, Portland, and Asheville were kind of the three cities that, you know, I've always loved the Pacific Northwest, Asheville kind of felt like that, but on the East Coast, and my family's still all in Canada, and Beth's at that point was all in upstate New York, so we thought, okay, at least we're still on the Eastern Seaboard. All her family moved down, so everybody's down now.
Really?
And it's great. We love it. You know, it's we love the mountains. We love the people. We love the weather. Our girls love it. You know, it's just it's a great place to raise kids.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, there's traffic now, which kind of sucks, but
it really, like, there was a mass exodus down to the South. I mean, really, like, we have traffic like hell now. It's crazy.
No, the Biltmore Village for sure. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I know. It's nuts to see the growth, even since we've been there, because, you know, we went there in 2009.
Uh-huh.
So we've been there a little bit, but to see how much it's grown and I will say, just in our area, seeing all the trees being knocked down and everything being built, it's like, it's part of why I bought up here.
Right.
You know, but
well, then you had Helene a couple of years ago, too. I mean, that was god awful for that area. It really was.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting, too. And interesting is not the right word. It's horrible, I guess. But you don't think of the fallout like 6, 8, a year later, right? Where, oh, now we have to worry about wildfires because of all the kindling that is now lying around that was blown down. It was, you guys know, just a tough time for the area. But what it was too, though, is it really highlighted the type of people that make up the fabric of the place.
Yeah.
Which was pretty amazing to see how everybody kind of rallied, and anybody who had a pickup truck was out doing something with it, you know?
For sure. Yeah. We're speaking with Adam Copeland today. Let me ask you this.
I almost messed up earlier.
I know.
I called him the wrong name off air.
So. Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. I
got it out of my system.
Man, I still do it.
I mean, it comes up. Plus, it also, like, for folks that, you know, we were talking about this off the air, how, you know, with the Attitude Era in that time of wrestling, like everybody, whether it's Saturday Night's Main Event or Mania or something, you know, The Rock on SNL, like it permeated into that mainstream, so people were aware. So if someone saw you on the street and said, "What's up, Edge?" Like you're going to say, "You know what? They've followed me for a long time. Yeah, they remember me."
Absolutely. You know, and I always say, like, when people get up in arms about, like, being recognized or people approaching them, I'm like, okay, would you rather they're not?
Amen. Yeah, exactly.
That means you're probably not doing your job too well.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I understand that my mug has been on your TV screens for 30 years.
Yeah.
So with it comes stuff. Yeah. And that's cool. Yeah. Like, I also think, you know, when you play a character for so long, you become that character for a lot of people. Like, if you see Michael Richards, I doubt you're saying, "Michael Richards, how are you?" You're probably going to go, "Kramer."
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a great example. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it is different because you wouldn't go up to Johnny Depp and go, "Mr. Scissorhands. Oh, my God." Amazing. You know?
So, plus, you're not just getting recognized from wrestling either, like your other projects as well. Like other
acting. Well, so that's what's been fascinating these last few years is I started having little girls come up to me again, which at first kind of freaked me out because I'm like, "Whoa, wait, where the heck's going on? Like, they're not watching wrestling, are they?"
Right.
You'd be surprised, though. A lot of little girls love wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Because there's so many great female, role models to look up to now. But anyway, I digress. So what the heck was I talking about?
We were talking about being called Edge still, and you and movies and TV and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So when the little girls started coming up, I went, "Oh man!" And it was like, "Oh, they're not coming up to say Adam Copeland or Edge." It was like, "Are you Aries?" I went, "Oh man! Oh yep. Wow! Okay, yeah, I'm on a Disney show now. I guess I better get used to this."
Yeah.
And that's been so much fun too, is just other people like appreciating something else I did is always nice too. You know, like we were walking down the street the other night and the dude looks at me, he goes, "Vikings." I went, "Yeah."
Yes, that's right.
He had a big old beard and nose prosthetic. And,
God, you were perfect for that. You had to look for that one. What,
more than anything, it's just been fun. It's just been a blast. And a part of that is hearing like people come up. I will never get tired of someone coming up to me and saying, "You made my childhood really fun."
Right.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Well, you did that for my like early 20s and into my 30s and currently still. Like one of the things, and we'll tell you this now, and eventually we will get you in studio. Matter of fact, do you know what's crazy is when for all these years that we've known that you lived in Nashville, we would play, we'd come back, what we call a rejoin, where we'd come out of a commercial break playing a song, and we'd play Metalingus. Because we're like, "Dude, what if
he just hears it.
Is out driving, flips over, and hears it and says, "Wait, I got to go on those guys' show and be on there." So we're thrilled to have you. Here's the funny thing is when you came in this morning, had you come in, we were going to be dressed as the Brood.
I swear.
We were going to have on... Imagine us. Yes, we were going to have the fangs in, and we were going to be fanging and banging.
We were looking for fangs for most of the week.
We were looking for fangs.
So I tell you what, now you have to do it when I come in studio.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to.
You just got to do it.
Yeah, we were going to get dry ice and everything.
The fog machine.
Fog machine. We were going to do it up. So
and now we got buildup.
So. Okay, so it's something to look forward to. Now, Wednesday, AEW coming to Harris Cherokee Casino Center. this is another thing we've kind of danced around a little bit. We have I've known Dash, and see, I still want to call him Cash sometimes.
Yeah.
I've known him for quite a solid 10 years now. Dax a little bit shorter amount of time. But y'all are like at major odds right now. Like, for instance, when I first started talking with Dash, or Cash, God damn it.
That's right. I do it too.
He's like, you know, believe it or not, I actually live in Cope's bungalow. I live right in, I was like, oh, what? Are you serious? But now, you know, you mentioned Beth. They gave her a shatter machine recently, like your wife. This is a guy you took in and you kind of mentored a little bit. And now look what's happening.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. So when I had decided to jump off a 21-foot cage at 50 years old and broke my leg. So and then when I came back, we started, you know, we called it Rated FTR.
Yeah.
And had a blast, but realized that like we've talked about, you know, being on TV for 30 years, some people can get their feathers in a ruffle and their panties in a twist because I get more attention.
Right.
But that's just because I've been on TV 20 years longer than you guys. Like, I don't know what to tell you about that.
Yeah.
Or that's just genetics. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not quite as ugly as you guys. That probably has something to do with it.
Well, you know, when you came back,
I don't know.
When you came back from your forced retirement, you looked a lot different. Now, of course, you were in good shape, but you were really lean, cut up. So I don't know if that was by design or if that was the injury.
No, it was just I decided, you know, in coming back, I was like, my wind better be good.
Right.
9 years is a long time to be off. And there's nothing that prepares you for it. So I thought, okay, well, I just got to go cardio.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and it worked. But now I'm back kind of in my pocket in my zone, sitting around 240, which is a nice beefy area to sit for the punishment we take.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Now, do we think that maybe part of the issue with FTR, and this is me, and neither one of them have told me this, and this isn't like wrestling talk right now, but do you think that the animosity could be that there you were on TV for 30 years, but not only that, you come back, you're getting that spotlight, but also you moved to their town where they were they were Asheville, you moved to Asheville.
Whoa. Interesting twist.
Yeah.
And I came to AEW, a company they were in before me, and suddenly I'm getting maybe more attention than them.
And then now you and Ed, or you, God bless it, you and Christian.
Yes, I'm not doing it, you're doing it.
You and Christian are back together, and they're like, wait a minute, I thought these guys were gone, and here they are again.
Well, and to be fair, they're both mental midgets. So there might just not be a lot of thought put into it either. It's just, I'm angry and I have a mustache. You know, I don't know.
It's got to be it. No hair at all.
So what are we going to say? I know there's no official card per se that I'm aware of.
Or we do have an official match.
We do.
A 10-man tag.
Oh.
Which is utter insanity, the amount of human flesh that will be out there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking tornado tag already.
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts. It's me, it's Christian, it's the conglomeration, which is Roddy Strong, Kyle O'Reilly, Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
And then we're going up against FTR, the Dogs, and Tommaso Ciampa. So it's a whole lot of talent in there that I've never laid hands on, which for me at this stage, that was really the exciting thing, the really cool thing in coming to AEW.
Yeah.
It was a whole roster of people that I'd never worked with.
Right.
And that was super exciting. You know, not only is my best friend there, and then at that point, you know, FTR as well. I'm like, it's a no-brainer for me to go there, finish my career there, wrestling in an entirely new roster of people. Like, it's tough, you know, when you get this far into a career, you don't want to phone it in.
Right.
And for me, that new roster was like a guarantee for that not to happen.
Yeah.
Is it true that you're not bald enough quite yet to be in the Death Riders. I feel like that's the requirement to be in.
God,
I think I still have too much.
Yeah, way too much.
God, I'm jealous of that.
I have bad dogs.
Nice. Yeah, you got too much for the Death Riders.
Yeah, you do. You do. Hey, listen, man. This is an absolute pleasure to have you on. Again, we'll work something out to get you in studio. Sure. We'll be dressed as vampires next yeah. time we see
you. Vampires.
You got a neighbor we could talk to? Now that this thing's working, I don't want to like cut it off, you know? Like, I just want to get a bunch of people on here to talk to.
I got a neighbor.
Yeah, anyone. Hey, we appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. Sorry you got all messed up, but I'll get in there eventually.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see you and everybody else Wednesday in Asheville at Harrah's Cherokee Casino Center for AEW.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure thanks, talking man. With you, sir.
See God you, bless Coke. You.
Have a good morning.
You too.
All right, thanks. Wow, man, that was good. That was good. Are we still live on the thing now? Oh, it's
nah. Ended. We just wrapped it up.
Wow, that was fun.
Hit a break real quick.
We'll hit a break. We will come back more Rise Guys right after this. Good morning.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
All of them are taken. So now is the problem. Paige, you pick a number.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, or 4. And
let's go with number 1. Is that okay?
Number 1 is Travis, who wants to comment on yesterday's show. Oh, God.
Oh.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, you know, guys, I just want to say I almost didn't call.
Oh.
Uh-uh. Well, that's not good.
Yeah. Well, no, seriously, because I love y'all's show, and I didn't want to sound mean, but yesterday was the worst show I've heard y'all do in years. I mean,
wow, man!
Wow.
I just wanted to say, like, I'm serious. If somebody had never ever heard of the show before, and yesterday was their first day, then they'd pretty much wouldn't tune in after that at all.
Damn.
You know, and we were aware. I said at the end of yesterday's show and in the promos, like, tomorrow's show will definitely be better than today. But it wasn't all that bad.
I mean, it was. The vibe was weird almost immediately. I was even like driving to work, and then I was at work. I was still living, and I was like, man, what are they going through today? Because, another thing, the second y'all announced Adam Copeland, pretty much that he wasn't going to come into the studio anymore, everything changed. Everything.
We were fine after that, but initially.
No, y'all weren't. No, y'all weren't. It pretty much sounded like, I don't know. Mattman sounded like he got dumped in the parking lot.
Oh, God.
All right, now.
And look, I'll be honest. I don't even care about interviews like that. I actually think it's funnier when y'all just like riff and
I agree with that.
Say the S word.
Who
but
taught
I
you that, son?
Probably, you must be a student of Rob Inaria.
I was saying.
You know, that's proof right there that the S word needs to be said. Everyone says it.
Really?
Everyone says it. The only time I ever heard my mother ever say a bad word, ever, was when my daddy drove over her toe.
Oh, well.
With a buggy.
I'll give her a pass.
And she was wearing flip-flops.
Ow.
And she dropped a big old S word in the store called Nichols. It was a discount store over there where Big Lots was. I don't know what they're building there now, across from the Shriners.
Yeah.
And she swore the rest of her life she never said it. She did. When your mom cusses, those things stand out.
I think that
don't
hurt.
Forget it.
And,
now, this
give her
guy
a pass.
Who's sitting here saying.
Unless she does it a lot, then you forget some of them.
That it was really bad yesterday. Now it makes it worse by cussing.
Yeah, I would, you know, let us say it. I would name my second born that word.
I agree with him, too, though. That, like,
little?
Interviews, I mean, if they're in studio, yes. By phone?
It's not the same, especially when you could have had the other.
It gives me, you know what it does? It gives me, like, COVID PTSD.
Yeah, you don't even try to bring him back.
If he can keep his mouth
yeah,
clean.
I want to hear this. Right.
Travis, you trying to start drama and get us in trouble this morning?
No, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just saying the audience could tell that you guys were like thrown off, and it just sounded like three dudes trying to recover from getting stood up. And there was a point even around, I think it was like 7:30, where y'all sounded like y'all were having like a silent meeting on air. Like,
what do you mean?
like nobody said it out loud, but everybody was thinking like, all right, everybody save this, you know. It was one of those things where and then somehow the show pretty much takes a hard left turn into like youth baseball politics for an hour, and you guys, who cares? Who cares?
Damn, Travis.
True.
Seriously. Look, I love you guys. I don't know. I hate it for the guy. Don't get me wrong. What am I supposed to do, you know, about the kids' baseball team not making the playoffs? Like, what do you want me to do? You know what I mean?
Right. But I appreciated the fact that he wanted to come on here and, you know.
He was very passionate. So.
But you're saying, like, what was he asking you, the listener, to do to help out his child, right?
Exactly. Like, what are we going to do? Like, protest on his behalf? Like, call the governor? I mean, it just keeps going. You know, there was no point. And then I checked the clock during the baseball call, and when I checked again, somehow only 2 minutes had passed. Like, I'm trying to analyze everything, yeah. And I'm trying to drink coffee before work, and then suddenly I'm hearing about ineligible players, committee rulings.
It got very detailed. It really did.
Honestly, it sounded like a Senate hearing for a little league baseball.
Yeah.
But, wow.
Okay. You know what? I will say this though.
Yeah.
It did get funny when he started naming people.
It got
awkward. I'm sorry.
It became a headache too.
Yeah. Yeah, because at first he sounded emotional and serious,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's calling out assistant coaches, league officials, parents.
See, I'm like, oh, you're laughing. Okay. It was funny, though.
This man came back with documents. Yeah,
right.
It was.
Yeah.
And the craziest part was y'all let him go so long that eventually I got invested.
See? Look at that. Worked out, Travis.
There you go. See, you did like it.
Well, yeah, well, don't try to spin zones on this. I mean, at first I did care about, you know, the 30 minutes later, I'm like, okay, hold on. So who approved of this?
Right, with the roster change, like which coach? Agreed. Yeah.
But you know what? You guys did hit us good with the poof story from Mexico. Like, good?
That was real.
Lord.
Yeah, real story. They're shooting it up.
No. I know it was real.
Oh, yeah.
But that didn't make it any better. That was just straight up.
Page,
I was like gagging on my seat. I was like, what is this?
Paige often will choose one doo-doo story per show to do. It happens.
No, and you know what? It just so happened to be that I was eating pretty much a sausage biscuit at that moment, and I was like, okay, this is like crazy, you know? Like, 8 in the morning, hearing about people swimming through human chili.
Hey, wait. That's what I'm saying. Human chili.
It's just so bad.
It's insane.
Yeah, so pretty much yesterday's show sounded like y'all lost a bit and had to do every topic nobody wanted. And then you guys started to pretty much overcompensate, trying to get the energy back.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, every break sounded like, all right, here we go, everybody, big energy.
Yeah, but we were self-aware, though. I mean, that's part of it. It's real life. We did say that.
Can't really
for sure
say it away.
There was a little bit of panic from time to time. I think.
I mean, maybe a little, but was. Like not there totally. Was. Like a yeah. You know.
I mean, at one point, I thought you guys were broadcasting from inside an argument.
Friggin' No, that's pretty funny right there. That's like Inception. Yeah.
And look, I always listen, but yesterday was the first time in a long time I listened to the entire show live from literally start to finish because I couldn't turn it off.
Well, it's kind of like a car wreck, I guess, at some points, right?
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, what we try to go with.
Yeah,
it started sour and somehow just kept going. And every time I thought, all right, they're back on track now, something else. And usually, even if a segment misses, like, Best Damn Audio saves the show, you know? But
love
yesterday,
Best Damn Audio.
I like how you say that, too.
Even felt that rhythm, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was solid, the Best Damn Audio.
That's good.
It wasn't the best.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It well... Just, I don't know. It just sounded like everybody was emotionally exhausted by then, you know, like people stepping on each other, weird pauses, like the delayed stuff. I mean, it felt like y'all were trying to get the chemistry back all morning.
Yeah, and that's probably true.
Weirdly, that's why I stayed listening, because it felt real. Like, it felt like hanging out with your friends. I mean, most radio shows would fake it and prevent everything, like, pretty much pretend everything's perfect, and you guys just sounded like real dudes having a genuinely off day.
See, that's the beauty of it, though. Well, if it is, sometimes not good, but sometimes
we basically sucked. But I mean, we like powered through it. You know, we made the best.
Yeah,
of it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You guys sucked so much that it was funny.
Okay. I usually do.
Yes.
Like historic levels. Yeah, it was believable. It was just so much fun.
Thank you.
I'm glad I sound like a dude.
On the day announced the huge ratings we had, and the day that we announced we got the nomination for the. I call it stupid award. You say it's the worst. So was it do you think it's the worst one ever, as long as you've been listening?
I mean, you know what, if that's the worst show you guys have done in years, then you guys are pretty much entertaining and doing things right, you know, like you guys have a great time, and that's what makes you guys you, and that's why I listen to you guys, and that's why everybody I'm sure listens to you, and I just
I appreciate that.
I will try to give you some more audio segments too.
I'd give you a hug if I could.
Yes, please.
Oh, you've seen those Hooters, you know.
God, if Paige gave you a hug, you need 3 minutes by yourself to recover.
You would.
I'm not that off.
No. Well, Travis, thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate the honesty.
I can't take much more of you.
but I appreciate the honesty from the listeners, just like we try to give it back to them, you know? Thank you, Travis.
You're awesome. Yeah.
Have a good morning. Look, that's a good touch. Most radio shows wouldn't have taken that call right there. Because you can't, like, act. It's like if you were a quarterback and you've been playing an awful game and it's halftime and the reporter's like, hey, so what's going on out there? And if you're like, well, you know, I thought we were playing good. You got to own it and say, God, something was off. And for people that are texting, they don't ever hear stuff like this on a podcast. That's because those are taped.
Yeah.
Rise Guys, P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 800-774-0093.
P1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you go out looking for a good time this weekend, but you never know. Something just happened. You got to remember to call Rob. 864-CALL-ROB or callrob.com.
You get speared by a 6'4", 240-pound blonde fella who's got too much hair for the Death Riders?
Yeah, sitting at 240 now. Like, what? Good follow. Like, what were you at your biggest weight, Adam?
Yeah, it's got to be pretty close. Well, obviously, you know, he was always big. Yeah. Just a big dude.
That was fun. That was good. Okay.
I really did want to talk to other people just randomly because it was working. Like, when that sucker works, it's really cool.
Yeah. We were trying to figure out a way in the future we can do video calls with listeners. We could, like, it'd be like chat roulette.
We got to figure it out. Yesterday when we talked to, God dang it. P1 sanitation engineer.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to see inside his cab.
Right. Or Edith could just show us her toe.
Oh, Edith's got big jugs, too. We can kind of take a peek.
Oh, let's not be gross. I mean, not gross.
Sorry about
not
that,
graphic.
Edith.
I'm going to take a peek.
Graphic.
Anyway.
Happy birthday, or...
Suck it.
Hey, she sucks it on Fridays, remember?
Always Fridays, Paige.
We're going to go back to a flash to the late 90s.
Enrique.
Yeah, it's Julio's boy. It's Julio Jr.'s brother. There's a lot of Iglesiases.
Iglesias.
I don't know what Enrique's up to now.
I don't know.
I don't think he does much music.
He's probably hiding from Nice.
God.
It's not Ice, it's Nice.
We love Enrique.
Nice.
Try to get him on the poster for Ice. What do you want to do? I'm going to have him in the ballroom when Lindsay pays for it. Thank you, Lindsay, for the ballroom.
Lindsey Graham needs to either wear... some like platform shoes or quit hanging around such tall men.
He's lucky he wasn't in his office yesterday in Pendleton.
He can't help it.
Oh, well, still though.
Did you see somebody drove into his office?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, downtown Pendleton just drove right through.
Yeah. But was that an accident or was that somebody being like a.
I don't know.
Like the way people were doing that through like Tesla dealerships and stuff, driving their car through it. Like, God, I know you can hate a type of party or invention or the figurehead or CEO of a company, but like, what if the dude was in there mopping the floor, the poor janitor, and all of a sudden you and drive your car through there to prove a point?
Yeah. Do you know what I told you? Medical cocaine was, that really got me. I don't want to say the guy's name because I don't want to like keep putting him in that light, but right. There was another one Lindsay put out where he's like, he's been arrested 7 times. I was like, what, really?
God.
My God, he has.
Well, I mean, dude, what if what's the other guy's name? Ricky Rudd? What's his name? The other guy. Remy.
Rom Reddy.
Yeah. What if he said, have you ever asked yourself, why is there no Mrs. Lindsey Graham? Thank you, Lindsey.
Thank you. Hang on.
Not that we're saying anything, guys, but why? What? Is it because, not that we're insinuating anything, but maybe he's just not fun to be around. Is that the kind of person you want leading your party?
I think TMZ is trying to, like, stereotype Lindsey, and it's unfair.
Well, hell, we have been for years, but we keep voting his ass back.
If you run Rom Reddy's campaign, why are you telling him, so if I don't get it done, I'll never run again? Like, that does not create a sense of urgency for somebody to vote.
It sounds like somebody who is a, like, no offense to France, but like, all right, I give up. I didn't win. I'm not going to...
wave the white flag.
That's not the John Cena mentality, is it? Sorry, no. I'm on a wrestling kick.
He's going to be on Backlash this weekend, John Cena, for some reason.
Oh, really?
So is he hosting it now? Is he? I thought you retired, Johnny boy.
Hey, there's my plans now. I will say Enrique Iglesias is 45?
47. Oh, Enrique Iglesias is 51.
Wow.
Years old today.
Is his father still alive?
I think Julio is still with us.
To all the girls I've loved before.
Is Julio Iglesias still alive? Senior.
Okay, I found this on the web.
Just tell me. Still alive. Shut up.
We don't need your sources.
All right, Paige is probably going to guess this one. He's what I found on the internet. Just tell me how old he is.
Yeah, I always do that.
San Francisco 49er. Broke his finger during the game. Did not come out.
Ooh.
And it's still messed up to this day.
Ooh, yeah.
Actually, that finger's about as legendary as his career was.
Yeah. He got caught in a helmet, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And a face mask.
Yeah.
He is a 49ers legend.
Is it Dwight?
If I give you his initials, do you think you can get it?
Maybe.
R-L. Remember, he broke his finger during the game.
R-L.
He would have played with Dwight Clark. He was on those
Ronnie
teams.
Ronnie Lott?
Yeah, it's Ronnie Lott. Look at you, you are a 49er
man,
fan.
That's great. That's good.
Don't ask me the years because I'll mess that up.
Did you see that finger in person? Maybe.
I saw them come off the plane. I don't know if he was on the team at
that time.
If
you went to like a, you know how the wrestlers are, hey, too sweet me, you know, put your finger. Would it be weird to say, hey, Ronnie Lott, finger me?
Yeah, let me see it.
Finger me, Ronnie Lott, finger me. Cause they'd do it at you like he's. He's like Danny from freaking The Shining, Red Rum, with his little funky finger.
My mom was such a big 49ers fan that she used to like to go to the airport. Like, all of them, if you didn't go see the game, you go see them at the airport and cheer mom when they got home.
Oh, they love that.
They do love that. And it was great, and my mom was there, and I
dude, that was my team growing up.
It was like a big Niner thing. Fan. I don't think they do that anymore.
I should have stayed with them.
Ronnie Lott... total guess, I'm going to say 64 or 6.
67?
Ronald Lott is 67 years old. She's a Niner through and through.
I'm proud of you for knowing that.
She might not get this one, though. Song is Panama.
Woo!
What?
Panama.
Must be DLRs.
It is not.
No.
DLR. No, I saw Sammy Hagar say something about DLR recently. I forgot what it was, but I don't think it was too good.
Is he dating Lindsey Graham?
Now, our boss loves Van Hagar. So.
That's why, like, this is why I couldn't be friends with. Or not that we're not. We're
because of this, you're not friends.
It would be hard. It would be hard. It's like house divided.
Yep. But real house divided, not when it's like, you know, Gamecocks and Mars Hill, something stupid like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's got to be when it matches. What is that other?
It's like, what is this?
So who
shout
is
shout out
it?
To the bar, too, house divided.
Who's
Alex Van Halen.
Alex.
Oh, okay.
Not Edward. Rest in peace.
Big one?
No.
Don't you know? They say most drummers do. I'm going to say 73.
72.
Panama. Alex Van Halen is 73 years old today.
Oh, good job.
Look at us. We're nailing them this morning.
Well, now we're
moving. Call us the hammer.
we're moving on to Saturday birthdays now.
We should have kept Cope on to do birthdays with us.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it.
We can do that when he comes in studio, when we're dressed as vampires. Well, we will really do that.
We will.
We will. Northern Exposure.
Yes, it is. What a great show that was.
Really?
Man. It is. It's not Fleischman's birthday or Maggie. It's John Corbett's birthday. He was the jock on the show, remember? Yeah. Little radio station, people walk by and watch him work.
Yeah. Oh, man, with the glass window there.
Yeah.
My daddy would say that there was a place in, I guess it was Greer or maybe Greenville, I don't know, but there was a DJ that would be in the window, and you could set, you just go there and stand and watch him.
I think there was one like that in Union, too.
Like, you would, like, you're going to watch him talk for, like, 45 seconds and then put the needle on the record, and then you're just going to stand there and watch him listen to music?
I saw you, Brevard's got a station like that, too, right? Still? Right near the movie theater, yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. That's
awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. 70, no, he's going to be in his 80s. 83.
82.
John Corbett's only 65 years old.
What are we doing?
He was young when they were. You thinking of Maurice?
Yeah. Let me see, I was.
You might have been thinking of the bar owner. Who's
Billy Joe. Speaking of driving through buildings.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know what? If you got 6 hours to watch his documentary, it really is good. It's in two parts.
Oh, 2 3-hour clip? That's yeah. They should have done 4 hour and a halfs.
Oh man,
that's a lot to ask. Does it get into Cindy, Christy Brinkley?
Oh, and, it's soup to nuts. It's, you know, from the beginning to now.
Hmm. And he's retired, right? He will not play anymore at all, or just MSG.
I think he's retired, but you know, Harry Styles is going to break his record because he's got a lot of residency at MSG.
Yeah, but who cares about him?
I mean, yeah. Hot girls. But.
Yeah. Billy Joel. Paige, you know music.
Oh, God.
You talk about a guy whose music, like, he could do rock and roll. He could do
so good.
Easy listening adult contemporary pop.
So many hits.
His rap album was superb.
I was really
Billy
lucky.
Joel.
I saw him twice. I saw him with Elton John and by himself, and he's just an amazing artist.
Wow. I was
probably where you met all your friends.
I was too young at the time, but when they came to Clemson, I would have loved to see Elton John and Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah. They played back-to-back pianos.
Amazing. We went to see it together.
That's when Billy's drinking was about to kick back up, too.
Well, that's what they do in Clemson. Paige, what would you say?
75. I don't
I'm going to go 73.
Billy Joel's going to be 77. On Saturday.
Always close.
So close. Happy heavenly birthday today, though. Would have been 100 years old. Remember his In Dirty Work? Where he called Artie Lang a baby gorilla?
Give me the initials.
DR.
I don't know.
Don Rickles.
Oh, wow.
Would have been 100 years old today.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I forgot he was in Toy Story. He was Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sonny Liston would have been 94 years old today.
Funny Liston.
Funny. Yeah. Called a young Muhammad Ali.
You guys need to do more interviews. That was fun. It's nice to hear you guys. That sounds rude. It's nice to hear you guys talk to someone other than listeners. What does that mean?
That's hilarious, though, I sound.
Other than just listeners. Like you are, I imagine.
Oh, I missed one. Tony Tennille. You want to guess real quick?
Tony Tennille.
Today. Not the captain, but Tennille.
82?
Yes.
86 or so.
Oh. What about the captain? Is he still alive?
I don't know if the captain's still with us or not.
I know the name Captain and Tennille. I can't tell you a certain song. It's one of those things where, like, pop culturally, I know the name, but I don't. Like Tony Orlando and Donk.
Yeah.
I don't know any of their songs except Tie a Yellow Ribbon.
Yeah, well, if you catch us out tonight, we're going to go watch the cover band Earth, Wind, and Fart. So if you see us out, we'll tell you. If we think of it.
Oh, we're not going to the other one.
No.
Earth, Wind, and Choir. We're not going.
Not that one.
We're not?
We're going to put that off another week. We're going to go to No Vacancy Shout Out and watch Earth, Wind, and Fart live.
No, we're going to Thornblade. We're going to see Earth, Wind, and Four.
Oh, hey! That'll be fun.
For the golf tournament. You know Bill Murray has a band?
I did not know
he has got a band.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to... There's a punchline coming with Bill Murray.
Oh, no. Evidently, that's part of why they got him to play. He's got a band. When you come here to play golf, you're going to get your money's worth out of you. You're going to play some music, too.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to make you do, like, a red carpet walk in front of a hotel you're not staying at. That was the big thing. I shouldn't say this, but... They do. Well, I won't say it, but... People just sit there and wait in that lobby all day to meet Ken Griffey Jr. He ain't staying there. You nut.
From what we heard, didn't want to take pictures either, too. So
no.
But having said that, if you got clubhouse passes, I'll take a
When you come to a charity golf tournament, though, like, people aren't necessarily there to watch you play golf.
No. No, they're there to drink.
Well, no.
Or at least they're people that I know.
They want to, like, it's a celebrity golf tournament. You're there to... You know, meet up with fans and do your autographs, take your pictures and all that stuff.
They had a big one this week in Myrtle Beach. Kurt Russell was there, and like, those guys can't really golf that well. You just want to hang out with them.
Right. That's right.
We'll talk about that. That's Snake Plissken, man. Come on.
That's Snake Plissken. He's trying to escape
New York and L.A.
Yes.
I got overboard questions.
Which one was first? New York?
I think New York was first, okay. Right?
The second one was better in my opinion, but I don't remember which one was which. All right, enough on that.
So it's Tango and Cash.
That was good.
It's Tango and Dash.
Oh, my God.
Monday, we will have tickets to give away to the AEW show in Asheville.
Next Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's for next Wednesday. So we'll have those tickets on Monday to give away. And again, thank you to Adam Copeland for coming on with us this morning. That video is up on our Facebook and will be up on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter momentarily. Thanks for listening. All week long. What?
I was trying to remember what you said, too. I forget the order.
Oh, I don't know. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
Is that it?
God bless you. If your mama's alive, go hug her neck. Treat her up and make her feel special. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. It is good. Wash your hands. Thank you. God bless.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You think you know me?
Don't talk.